The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 191.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories about standing women finding their inner journey to self-confidence 5 days a week. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out amazing blog articles and our killer resources.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on who's all the way from Singapore. She is the founder of Trifecta Martial Arts, and you know, I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Grace Huang. Grace, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi everyone, I'm Grace Huang. I'm the co-founder and creative director of Trifecta Martial Arts. I'm really happy and really honored to be on this podcast with you today.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Grace. And Grace, what's your cultural background?
My cultural background is interesting. I am 1/8 Indian and 1/8 Thai. I was born and raised in Singapore, but I have lived and left pieces of my heart in Hong Kong, Italy, and Australia.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I know how you feel when you say you leave your heart at a certain place, because for me, I left my heart in Hawaii. So.
Oh, yes. I've been to Hawaii a few times. I would like to leave my heart there as well.
Yeah. So thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
It's not self-confidence per se, but this is my favorite quote. The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes. And it's a quote by Marcel Proust. Why I really love it is because it reminds me of what I've learned in life. You know, I've had the opportunity, more of a blessing than a curse. At the time, it feels like a curse, but looking back now, it was a blessing because I've had many chances in my life to start again. And my life, I used to go through these reincarnations of myself and my life every time I had a perceived failure, you know, whether it was business or romantic relationships or, you know, friendships that went south, you know, I would run away in search of something better, something new. But each time I saw the world the very same way because I didn't quite change. Because I saw myself the very same way as well, nothing in my life ever changed. You know, I was always kind of in search of happiness or in search of self-confidence, I suppose. And I was always kind of looking for something, and I thought that I could find it outside of myself. But it was only when I realized and I looked at my life and myself with different eyes, everything looked different. So yes, this quote reminds me of my life, and it reminds me that sometimes all it takes is a shift in perception.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that quote, and I love that. And I love how you mentioned that, you know, something bad may look like it's a bad thing, but it can come out as a good thing. Because we tend to forget that. We think, you know, life has been mean to us. You know, why is this happening to us? But, you know, sometimes something bad might have to happen for something good to come out of it. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, what would be your definition of self-confidence?
Self-confidence. I would say being aware, like self-aware, and knowing yourself fully, your strengths, your weaknesses, your limitations, your passions, your truths. And at the end of it, knowing all these things and still loving yourself for it all with the intention to continue allowing yourself to grow. I think that's the critical difference between self-confidence and arrogance. Most people confuse the two, and it's quite honestly kind of a thin line between the two. And I think arrogance comes from not choosing to see or accept your flaws and weaknesses. Or quite honestly, to think that you're really, really perfect as you are. Not wanting to work, to grow, or to be better. In saying that, I think we all need to be mindful of our flaws and weaknesses, because I'm sure we all have a few. And we just have to keep working on them by recognizing how it influences us, the negative cycles that we trap ourselves in, and you'll be able to break it once you know that this is what's happening.
Thanks for sharing that definition. And Grace, what would be, you know, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, I laugh because my life has been a very interesting journey, both in my career. I have been anything from a shopping mall mascot to a waitress. I once sung on the street to try to get enough money for cab fare. My life was interesting and full, but it was self-sabotaging, and it was a constant and perpetual cycle of heartbreak and failure and escapism. So, yes, it was interesting, it was full, but I know better now.
Well, thanks for sharing that. And I think, too, as Asian women, we're really good at self-sabotaging, you know, because we've been, like, programmed to always be, you know, this perfect person. And if we don't follow that mold, it's like, you know, we're not that, we're bad, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
We didn't follow it, and, you know, we're punishing ourselves. So, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized you didn't have to go through that cycle? You know, you can be the person that you are today. What was that aha moment?
Well, I ended a long-term relationship with someone, not because of lack of love or anything bad like cheating or anything, but I was unhappy for a long time and I didn't know how to resolve it. That relationship really brought out the worst in us, so I just felt compelled to end it, and followed by a failed business venture where my business partner scammed people of money and people were coming to my door and trying to threaten me and stuff like that. And lastly, an impulsive move to Melbourne for another relationship and got my ass dumped pretty bad. Yeah, all in a span of 18 months. Yay me. So yeah, that was my aha moment where it was kind of like, all right, something's got to change now.
Awesome. And like you said, right, sometimes, you know, the worst things that can happen to you can be the best things that can happen to you as well. I mean, and, you know, after
yes.
These aha moments when you realize something had to change, what's your life been like now?
Boring. But I suppose the better word would be drama-free, which is great, which is exactly what I wished for. And because it's drama-free, now I can really focus on the people and the things that matter to me, like Trifecta. Because I'm now better at discerning situations, choosing to get out of negative situations, distancing myself from toxic people or relationships. And now I'm able to have an honest relationship with myself. You know, I don't pretend to be someone that I'm not. I don't even try to be that anymore because I'm not trying to please other people or do what I think is expected of me. That being said, I think in all of my reincarnations of myself in my life, I think this is the version of myself that I like the most.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. Grace, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in a similar journey. Self-confidence, what would be that one tip you would give to her?
To be honest, but to remain kind to yourself. I used to be honest, but very brutal to myself. You're right. You know, I used to torture myself over certain things. And because of that, I did not want to face certain truths because it was just painful. Not because anyone else would judge me, but because I was my harshest judge. And then to be patient because, like you said, things don't always make sense in the moment. And in that moment, everything is terrible. So be patient, learn, look back and learn from your past mistakes. And I use the word mistakes pretty loosely. Look back at your life and I would say just learn from all of your experiences. Let hindsight be a gift of wisdom and not a curse of holding you back in life.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing these tips. You know, these are great and I'm sure the listeners will love it. And Grace, if our listeners wanted to connect with you and get to know a little bit more about you, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
If you want to see what's like in the day of Grace Huang, my Instagram profile is the Huanger Games. It's Hunger Games, but Huanger, like my surname. And, well, Facebook. Facebook's awesome. I love it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And I love your Instagram name. I think it's awesome.
Thank you.
to our listeners, if you want to connect with Grace, you can also head on over to thetowofselfconfidence.com and search for Grace's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Grace for taking the time to share her story with us. So thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you, Sheena. I know that I've pushed back this interview for a while now. So we finally made it.
Yes, not a problem. It's finally here. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for connecting with us on The Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit thetaoofselfconfidence.com for links to everything we chatted about, as well as killer resources, gifts, and so much more.